Okay, guys.
Roman on the match here, Jordan Whitson.
Your man of the match.
My man of the match.
It's good to clarify.
Every week.
Lovely.
We'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom if we've got any there.
Cool.
Mitchell, why don't you kick us off, please?
Sure. So obviously, beyond maybe the opening minute, there a very, very solid defensive performance from you guys. What were your thoughts on that, and obviously limiting a forward side to very few opportunities over the course of the 90?
Yeah, it was just a great game. A wounded deer leaps the highest, I'm going to say. We knew that Roger was out. I think he's been such a consistent leader in the back for us, and just had a little injury this week. So, yeah, and we found out on Wednesday. So Dom and I, we've been a partnership for last year, but we just had to basically grind and get it done. If you could see our lineup as well today, we have a couple injuries. And, yeah, we just knew it was going to have to be a dogfight. So I'm proud of the boys for stepping up and taking the challenge. And I think last year that would be a game that we tied. But today we, you know, we rolled up our sleeves and we got the W. So proud of the boys for that.
Yeah, and speaking of rolling up your sleeves, a couple of great tall rolls there from Gutierrez. Your thoughts on that unbelievable goal to, you know, from this match?
Yeah, the Colombian Spanish hips came out for sure. He faked him and he faked me, and I was at the half line. I thought he was gonna shoot and he didn't, and he rolled it in. I've seen him do it that many times in training. It's just nice to see it come to fruition in a game. And, yeah, I think that was just a product of our overall performance. I think we wanted a bit more than them. And, yeah, we were able to score. So really, really happy for him because he's worked really hard. And, yeah, scoring a game winner is just a great feeling.
Ibrahim.
Joe, you watched last year, you played several times against them, Forge. But the quality we saw today, the football we saw, what's the difference between last season and then this season?
I just think we're coming into our own. I think last year we were kind of like mashed together a little bit. Like we had 2 weeks before the bubble season. We had a lot of young guys coming into the team. For me, myself, I it took me about 10 games to really feel like I was settled. So I think now we're just starting to see like what we could potentially be. Nash coming in as well and wanting to play a certain way, that's really helping us, just being disciplined. But I just think you're seeing a product of a brotherhood, guys who had a year together and then just coming into their own. So, yeah, I think that's a bit tonight. But I got to watch the game back as well because I always critique that. But the feeling I have is that we can beat anyone if we're up for the challenge.
You know, Derby win, share the experience or the atmosphere in the dressing room?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more the fans, to be honest. They've told me we don't care what really happens in the season, just make sure you beat Forge. So something's going on like within the fan atmosphere that they don't like them or they hate us or whatever it is, which we want. We want that type of rivalry when we go there and they come here. So yeah, it's great to beat them because they obviously knocked us out last year and we played them like 7 times last year. So it's nice to get the first win against them.
KJ.
Thanks, mate. Jordan, you have a first class seat really for that midfield balance today in front of you. You mentioned Martin and what he's brought in terms of how organized you are, but what do you see today in terms of that midfield in front of you now much more compact and organized you've been this year?
Yeah, I think he's getting the best out of a lot of talent. You know, I think one in particular being number 44, Isaiah Johnson. You could see in previous games he was running free at the 10 and he causes havoc. But then today he had a role where, if you probably listen to his audio, he wasn't the happiest, but he could... He could grind and battle, and I think that's accumulation of many things. That's Martin, but also just him coming into his own. Also think I have a little bit to do with that, a little bit. Roger, leaders on the team as well. But, yeah, it's nice. I think you look at today, and if you look at our bench or maybe our guys, you're like, yeah, it's an uphill battle. But we relished it. We said, yeah, like, well, we'll take you on.
I'm sure you have more than just a little bit to do with it. But hey, you were excellent today. So was Dom. Like, just another immense performance from Dominic. What's it like to play next to him?
I love him because he is handsome, but he's also a warrior. And yeah, I think for me, knowing that you have a guy that's going to battle and grind just makes my job a little bit easier because, yeah, I don't have to clean up so much. I know I could trust him. And we just vibe well together. So he's a gent on and off the pitch.
You're kind of handsome yourself, too.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Always got your back.
Ben,
over to you.
You played Forge so many times last year. Was going into this game a little boring seeing the same opponent again, even though it's a new
season?
No, not at all. Revenge is sweet, I would say. I think last year towards, because we played them our last three games, I think you could have taken one of those games off last year. I was like, oh, we're playing them again. But no, this year it's like new team. We're familiar with them. But yeah, I just want to make sure that at the end of the season, like, we've beaten them three times and maybe drawn once. Like, I don't want them to beat us this year at all.
Any other questions in the room, guys? Robin?
I guess your position, you play wherever Martin told you to play, but do you have a preference because you get along so well with Zetor, but you'd say, but yes, but if I was in the midfield, I'd have more chance of scoring. So if you got to just drop in, everyone's healthy, do you have a preference of where you'd like to play?
That's a $1 million question. Well, if you ask my dad, he'll be like, oh, play in the middle, I like it. You ask my uncle, he'll say, oh, you play in the back, you look so composed. What I basically bring that down to is I'm a 50% footballer. They don't really know where to put me. I'm kind of thrown around. Now, all jokes aside, whoever the team needs me to play, I'm ready to do. There will be times in the season where I have to do a shift in the back, like today.
Yeah.
And if everyone's healthier, maybe I'm feeling youthful, I can play in the middle as well. But honestly, just doing a shift for the team, as long as we're winning and moving forward, that's all I care about. I'd play left back but I think Abzi has that on lock. So, yeah.
Any other questions in the room? I think we're okay on Zoom, presumably. J-Dubs, you're done. Enjoy.
Nate Dogg, I didn't even see you there, buddy. What's up? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
KJ, look handsome today, man.
Wow. Joking after a game. You must have won.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Who wants to be first into the Lion's Den with Mr. Nash? Robin, very quickly.
There you go. Hand up quick.
Again, Charlie's not here.
You've been waiting patiently, Robin,
so,
over there.
Now that you're the coach of York, can you sense the intensity? Was it from your players about how the rivalry with York and Forge, you now know what, I guess from the day one of the first ever game in 2019, how these two teams feel about each other?
Yeah, you know, you see that out there. You know, a lot of guys that probably grew up playing against each other from the GTA, and a lot of fantastic talent from this area all playing in the same field. So, you know, looking for a bit of bragging rights every time they play. So I watch all the games on TV, you know, being a coach in the league. So knew it was going to be a battle. And it's great to the effort the guys put in, and can't ask for any more from the players.
Ibrahim?
Is this the best game you've seen from your boys in five matches?
I don't know if it's the best game. I thought the Cavalry game might be better in some ways, but it was a very good game, and you know, we battled and defended against arguably the best attacking team in this league currently and over the last few years. So it was a really good game defensively. I was really happy with our structure, and we didn't give them a ton of chances. I thought we created more chances than them. We had a bit of a slow start, gave them a really good chance to open the game. But, you know, after that, I think we settled in. We didn't give them a lot of great chances, and that's a really good attacking team. They put a lot of stress on you because they have a lot of great movement from midfield and their wide players. They interchange really well, and they do it with, you know, really in good positionally so that they don't give a lot of counterattacks away. So they're a very good team, and so I'm just proud of the effort to be able to come away with a win against a team like that.
And the match day squad looked like a weekend one. Did it play to your advantage and confuse Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, injuries will happen with small squads. We don't have a big squad, so that happens. But I think that's what this league's about. We started 421 players, Canadians, in this game. And, you know, three of them went the distance. It's what this league's for, right? So it was great to see those guys get minutes and do really well against a great team. And, you know, it just... You know, just add some confidence to the group, and hopefully we can build from it.
If I can ask, what does this victory do to the team ahead of the trip to the capital to play Athletic in the Canadian Championship?
Yeah, hopefully it gives us a little bit more confidence. I thought we created some good chances. We're going to go to, you know, Ottawa against a team that's really good defensively as well. They don't give away much, so we've got to be at our best to break them down, and they can be really dangerous in the counter. So we've got to be aware at both ends. It's going to be a tough tie, but you know, we're a confident group right now, and we're going to go there and play for the win.
Mitchell's been waiting patiently.
You mentioned in the pre-match press conference that you've seen kind of incremental improvement from your defense in every game. You said, again, this is a big defensive performance, but what were some of those little keys that were so important against, like you mentioned, one of the top attacking teams?
Yeah, I thought structurally we were quite sound. We didn't get exposed too often. We were getting exposed early, I felt. I think down the our right side a little bit. And it was just a quick adjustment we had to make because they really do a good job with interchanging. And if you get caught chasing someone instead of staying in your position, they can overload you pretty quick. And they're a good technical team, so it's just fired in, one touch bounce inside, and then you can be at sixes and sevens pretty quick. So once we kind of relayed the message and how we want to sort it out, we got better as the half went on, and we fixed it at halftime. I thought we were really good second half in not allowing them to have many chances.
Knockout punch from Sebastian Gutierrez. Your thoughts on that goal? Obviously, incredible moment.
You know, unbelievable goal. You know, I haven't actually watched it back. Someone's texted to me. I haven't had a chance to watch it back. But, yeah, unbelievable goal. And my heart went, I don't know where it went when he did that dummy. I was like, oh, just put it in the net, you know. But unbelievable dummy, great confidence. And that's what we've seen from Seba. He's a clever little player. He's got good technique. He's a good finisher. I thought the one earlier on he was going to put just inside the post, but just went wide. But, yeah, you know, unbelievable composure in that moment to sidestep the keeper and sold me for a dummy as well. So, great finish.
Coach, we see two different teams, one in the first half and one in the second half. As usual, you usually bring Richie. And sometimes, what happened this time that you were, I bet, kind of close to change Gutierrez? Why you make you keep him on this for the full game?
I wasn't gonna sub Seba early. Maybe later on, I didn't know if he'd last because he doesn't have a lot of 90 minutes. He keeps getting subbed, but he was having a good performance. He battles and works hard. And I think with a short bench today and some of the guys on the bench, like Williams only trained for 10 days. So, I didn't, you know, it was a bit iffy putting him on even at the end. So, we had, you know, two helpers sitting on the bench too. So, it was, and I put a left back at left wing to see out the game. So, you know, I had to be careful with my subs a little bit in this game just with the injuries we have. But, I mean, just proud of the group and great performance. Austin, to get... I think he got 40 minutes tonight, so he's now at a stage that he's able to start games and you know, because we can get him now to 45, so it's that slower increments with him. Fantastic player, and he's had an unbelievable attitude, but we want to do what's right by him, whether he thinks he's ready to play today. We got to slowly bring him back into the fold because we don't want to injure him bringing him back in.
Do you think by the next game are you going to bring the three of them together? Rosario, Richie.
I haven't thought that far, to be honest. I'm enjoying the moment now, but you know, they're you know, I thought Lowell, to be fair, had a great performance playing out of position in a way. I asked him to do a job as a left winger, and he battled and fought and gave everything he had. And I was at halftime, I didn't know if he was going to make it past 60 minutes, and then I'm looking at him, and he just kept battling, putting his head down. I thought it was like maybe an underrated performance by a lot of people, but he put a shift in and he was big for the team today.
What did you tell the other coach from Forge? I saw you approaching him at one moment. Did you tell him something to make him feel like not upset?
Yeah, I mean, I got a great relationship with Bobby. He's been a fantastic coach in this league. He's a great guy. You know, we just coaches talk, you know. I don't know what I said to him at the time, to be honest, right now. But you know, I thought he's got a great team and he's done amazing first 3 years, and their team that if you ask me now, they'll be near the top of the table at the end of the league at the end of the year if I had to bet.
Well, in mentioning that, how big of it, I mean, obviously every win is important, but how big of a reference point is it for those players to instill that belief that now you beat Forge, that in the future, not only if you beat them and you play them, but any other time you play another team, that that's a reference point now that they're obviously competing with the best?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought, I really think highly of this Forge team and some of the players they have. And their movement is arguably the best in the league at times, and how they move. And it's not just the movement, that how smart they are in covering each other, so they don't leave a lot of gaps. I thought we exploited every little gap we could in the second half, but it's a great barometer for the group, especially early in the season against a team that's coming off I know they had almost a 2-week break, but they had a 3-0 win coming off, so. A confident group and a really good side that we know we now can compete with. I know we've done it in the past, but every year is different, so it's a good yardstick for us.
And just a quick follow-up, if I may. Hard to bring out individuals, but Zator was absolutely immense at the back. And how important was it that you didn't get deeper? Because a lot of teams against Forge, when they have so much possession, just get so much deeper. But you guys had to keep your line defensively pretty well.
Yeah, it's big. And, you know, especially with Jordan stepping in, who did a great job last year, too, at center back. But, you know, not being a natural center back for Zats and him to hold the line as well. And Zats is, you know, fantastic player. I think he's one of the top center backs in this league. Both in possession, out of it, and he's an athlete. He's a leader out there, and we needed both of them today, and they did a great job of holding that line, not dropping too deep, and because if you drop deep against Forge, they'll just pick you apart in the pockets. They're that good, so it was a great performance by both of them, and I thought our two midfielders, Isaiah, who's been playing higher, dropping deeper today, I thought he was outstanding with Noah in stopping that space, and when the ball came into midfield to press as well, so. Yeah, I can't speak highly enough about the performance of the guys and the mentality of them to see out that game. Thanks.
I think that wraps it up. I think we're good.
We're good? Thanks, guys.
I think it was Georgie Best. KJ, remember that? Northampton, when he gets his number, was it six? Does
right.
The little knees and that.
Oh, yeah.
The keeper just drops to the ground.
Yeah.
A little bit like that.
Wasn't quite as good as my dance on the tango lesson.